With regard to the issue of pets on Shabbos, is a person allowed to handle his, if he has a pet, allowed to handle him on Shabbos? So the Gemara never comes out and makes an explicit declaration that animals and other living beings are muktzah, but that is the clear indication from several different sugyas. For example, the Mishnah in Masechta Shabbos and Kuf Chaf Ches Amud Beis says that one can move a box or a carton or some sort in order for chicks to jump in or jump out, or jump in if they're not already on it. Rashi says the chiddush there is that you can move that kli even though it's for the purpose of these chicks, which are themselves muktzah. And that is the assumption, la'alacha, that animals, birds, and the like are muktzah. The Beis Yosef quotes in the Magid Mishnah that they have the status similar to eitzim v'avonim, items that have no particular use on Shabbos, nothing you could do with them, and therefore they're muktzah. And this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Ches, Sif Lamites, that animals and birds, living beings, Bali Chaim, are muktzah on Shabbos. Mr. Brewer there writes, like Eitzim Vavonim. There's a discussion, B'makom Tsar Bali Chaim. Perhaps there's room to be makel and to handle living beings on Shabbos, but otherwise they're muktzah. But what about birds or animals that do have a purpose on Shabbos, like pets? There's something you could do with pets on Shabbos, so they should have a purpose. So this is discussed to some degree by the Rishonim. So famously, there are two tshuvas in the Marach or Zeruah, Pei Aleph and Pei Beis. In Siman Pei Aleph, the Marach or Zeruah writes about birds that people would have in their homes, which would sing, and people would enjoy listening to them. So he says these things people enjoy listening to them on Shabbos, and therefore they shouldn't be muktzah. They have a use on Shabbos. And the next siman is a quote from the Rush. The Rush's response to the Marach or Zeruah, and the Rush writes, no, it doesn't matter. There's no distinction between any of these different creatures. And Lopulog, they're all muktzah. So on this basis, many svarim write that pets as well, even though they have a use on Shabbos, something you can do with them, nonetheless, all animals, all living beings are muktzah on Shabbos. And this seems to be the conclusion as well of Rav Avad Yosef and Yabia Omer. In Hei Chavav, he writes, it's Rosh versus Marach or Zeruah. The Rosh is one of the Amudei Ha'ara, so we pass it like the Rosh, and it's quoted in many of the practical halachas svarim as well. Nonetheless, many modern-day poskim question whether the Rush can be applied to our case. They point out that the Rush is talking about birds that sing. People, what do you do? You listen to it. You look at it. You don't normally pick it up. It's something that has a use, but it's not miyuchad for handling in a physical way. What about modern-day pets, where people are, oftentimes, it's the type of pet that people are constantly touching and handling. So maybe that would be different. In fact, when it comes to Eitzim and Avonim themselves, rocks, stones, wood. So if a person would designate it for use on Shabbos, then in fact it would not be muktzah. So how could animals, which we're just putting into the category of Eitzim Vavonim, be more muktzah than that? And that seems to be the conclusion of Shlomo Zalman Orbach, quoted in Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, in a couple of different places in the footnotes, Yudches Samach Beis, in the new edition with regard to seeing eye dogs, and also quoted in the Shulchan Shlomo in a more broad sense. This is also quoted in Igros Moshe. Although in Igros Moshe, it's an interesting thing. It's the first Pasimus volume, Simchav Beis, and it's the big font. It says, Bali Chaim are muktzah. And then in the small font, it says, unless they're pets. So I think that means that Moshe wrote the first part, and then the family members are reporting that he also held that if they're pets, they're not muktzah. I think that he didn't actually write that himself personally, but it's quoted in his name there. And this is the opinion as well of Rav Yaakov Ariel, and quoted as well in the Pinin HaLacha. Many modern-day Sfarim make this point, which seems to make a lot of sense. The Machmirim will have to make some sort of a tana like that, the Rosh says, Lo Plug Rabbanon, so maybe there was an explicit Gzeiras Chachamim against animals, making all animals muktzah as a Lo Plug, even though it's not actually mentioned, in the Gemara. Or maybe they'll some raise the tanya that perhaps there's a Gzeir Rabbanon against handling animals as an extension of the general gzeira against riding animals on Shabbos, which is also a little bit of a difficult extension. But certainly, there are many modern-day poskim who accept the view, and it seems to make a lot of sense that if it's an animal that is constantly being handled, so then it would make sense that it should not be like Eitzim Vavonim, and it should not be muktzah on Shabbos. Obviously, this would only apply to those pets that are being handled often, as opposed to those which are just being looked at, and then once in a while you want to go ahead and touch it. So that would certainly be a muktzah. Have a wonderful day, and please remember to stack the chairs.